Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and we have a great conversation lined up today. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, just go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the sponsors section there, and you can find information about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Just click on that CUW logo there in the sponsor section. Our listener lines are not open today. Today's program has been pre-recorded. It'll be a great conversation, so I hope you can stick around for the whole hour and enjoy the conversation. Today we are talking with our friends from LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, about the recent National Student Marketing Competition that involved students from Concordia universities all across the country. And so joining me in studio today, we have Becca Jones, Senior Vice President of Marketing and Customer Support. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for being our guest in studio today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you.
And also joining us in studio today, Vicki Biggs. She's the Media Communications Director for LCEF. Good morning, Vicki.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having us.
And you're fairly new to the position and learning all about the National Student Marketing Competition, getting ready for planning for next year already, right?
That's right. This is one of the signature events for LCEF, and I started just a few weeks before the 2014 event, so it was a great opportunity to come on staff at just the right time.
Now, Becca, the National Student Marketing Competition has a little bit of a history. It's been around for a few years, correct?
It is. This was our third year, and we were quite pleased with the progression of the program. LCEF is so strongly committed to Lutheran education, and we really wanted to develop something that would be a cross-mentoring opportunity, a chance for LCEF to learn from the Concordia students and also to give them some real-life practical experience. So 3 years ago, we started a National Student Marketing Competition. We invited all of the universities to participate, and we were proud that the first year we had four universities. And they came in and they did an excellent job. So many learnings from those years. First year, what we heard from them loud and clear was social media, you're not doing it right. You have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have these things, but you're not using the right voice to speak to us. Because we wanted to learn, how do we interact with a younger audience? How do we make you interested in, or at least spark your interest in the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And we learned a great deal from them. So much so, Andy, that as a result of the learnings from the first National Student Marketing Competition, we hired a social media coordinator to help us to establish that voice in our social media circle. So there has been a huge impact. We went from 600 to 6,000 Facebook friends in a very short time. And again, it was just a matter of learning from them and tweaking that voice. So first year was excellent. We got excited. We wanted the next year to be even bigger. So the next year we had six of the schools participate. And we wanted to know from them that year, tell us, how do we get more engaged with the university world? Mm-hmm. How do we interact with the students? How do we make the students more aware about LCEF? And again, they did not disappoint. They taught us again what we were missing. And what we were expecting was we wanted them to come to us, and they were saying, no, we're busy. We're college students. We've got so many other distractions. If you want us, you come to us. You come and engage in our world. And it was very eye-opening for us. So what we did as a result of that is really initiated a study about incorporating an ambassador program into the university systems. And we're still that's still in development. Mm-hmm. But what we really hope is that we take that learning from that competition, and we incorporate it into meeting them and explaining to them who we are and what we do. First 2 years were excellent, and they really established the program well for 2014, which was, again, no disappointment.
Now, who were the teams that participated in 2014?
Sure. We had 8 of the 10 Concordia University system schools, and who took first place? Yes, I think I'll lead with that. The campus that took first place was Concordia University St. Paul. Second place was Concordia University Irvine. Third place was Concordia University Ann Arbor. And then the other 5 schools were our Wisconsin school, New York, Portland, Chicago, and Nebraska. So we are very hopeful that next year we will be fortunate enough to have all 10 of the Concordia campuses present at the 2015 event.
That's exciting to get all 10 Concordias. And we just yesterday celebrated Concordia Sunday and celebrating all of our Concordia schools as part of the Concordia University system. And we're thankful for this system of universities that that focus on Lutheran education. As you were talking about, LCEF is very committed to Lutheran education. Why is Why is this so important? Why is Lutheran education important to LCEF?
Well, I think it's important for our entire church body and certainly for LCEF, because what we want to do is really reach those younger people and let them know what the ministry of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund is all about. We see a progression of our typical investor maybe is a little bit in an older generation, and we seem to have a challenge in really reaching those younger people, making sure that they understand that we're relevant and that we have something to offer them and that they can in turn be helping ministry as they make those investment choices, which they're going to make at that time in their life. So we want to be part of that decision-making process. So critical to us.
And LCEF does a lot of things, and we've had many conversations here on Faith and Family and on other programs here at KFUO about what LCEF does. What are some of the main things that LCEF does that you think would gather the interest of these students, that engage them?
Sure. Well, LCEF works similar to what you would see in a financial institution, a credit union or a bank, in that we provide investment products. And most importantly, however, is the ministry connection, in that our investors invest for the sole purpose of impacting LCMS ministries. So those dollars that are invested, which belong to the investors, are used to make loans to rostered church workers, to congregations, to schools, to rostered, to recognized service organizations. So really what we offer that's different than any other financial institution is that ministry impact.
And that's what sets LCEF apart, is that as Lutherans, we have the freedom to invest our money wherever we want. But the difference is with LCEF that those funds then support ministry, LCMS ministry around the world, really.
Absolutely. And exclusively. And unlike a local banking institution, when you put your money with that bank, the bank decides how to use that money and you have no information about that.
So as the students were engaged for the competition this year, what was the competition? What was the main focus of the competition this year? And then what did you learn from them?
Well, Andy, the focus of the case study that each of the students came to the International Center to present on had to do with helping LCEF form a partnership with LCMS schools, primarily the elementary and secondary schools. And we were very impressed with the range of creative ideas and unique ideas that the students brought to the presentations. We're still in the very earliest stages of reviewing those recommendations that they brought forward to see how we might implement their ideas, but they were very much centered on really telling the story of the LCMS school. As we all know, our schools offer a very fine education opportunity for students, 2,300 some schools across the country. They offer great educational programs, of course, a great theological foundation. And again, there were many creative ideas on how we could tell that story more broadly to encourage more families to come and connect with that school, and then ideas for how LCEF could support what schools are doing in their local communities as well.
Andy, if I might add, the one thing that was unique about the 2014 competition was that the first 2 years, LCEF really had a case study that was focused on LCEF. This year, we wanted to branch out a little bit and not make it just about ourselves, but how do we also support those Lutheran schools? And so this was a really good opportunity for us to look beyond ourselves and to say, okay, what is the greatest need? Where are our priorities? And again, our priorities are certainly with the educational system, and it just seemed like a natural opportunity to expand our focus.
What were the things that the students brought to the competition that stood out for you? Some of the things that the materials that they brought, the information that they brought to the competition, what were the things that really stood out for you?
I think really what impressed me the most as one of the judges on the panel was the creativity that they brought. They really came in with marketing campaigns. Mm-hmm. They really had covered all of the bases, from social media to advertising to promotions to posters to just about anything that you would see in a real top-notch marketing plan that you would get from an agency. These kids brought in, these young adults, pardon me, brought in. And their poise, Andy, was very impressive to think of at their age to come in front of a panel in an audience, which, by the way, included some local high school students, and present their ideas was just most impressive. I think this is, it was very encouraging for our future to see that these are our future leaders.
being here at the International Center that day of the competition and seeing all these Concordia students convene here at the International Center, as you said, they all came in prepared as professionals. They looked very professional that day. They all came in ready to present and to speak professionally. And you'll hear in the conversations with them here that we had in the studio at that time that they were all ready to take what they had learned in the classroom as a real world experience. They said, we've learned a lot in the classroom and we have case studies in class and we present to one another in class, but to have this opportunity to present this in the real world, to take what we've learned in the classroom and as if we're presenting to a real client.
Yes,
is how they perceived it, and they really took it seriously. Yeah,
Andy, I don't know if everyone listening has had an opportunity yet to watch the video. We have a highlights video of the competition on the LCEF website. Mm-hmm. But there is a really sweet moment in the video where the camera closes in on two young women, two students who are preparing for their presentation. And the way I read lips, the one student is saying to her friend, "We're ready." As they're, you can see their laptop out on the desk in front of them. And that is exactly it. They really did come prepared. This is a big assignment. I think that's how most of the campuses handle this. And it's something that they know about at the beginning of the spring semester. And you know, our competition is generally around the first week in April. So they have worked on this for almost their entire semester. And you can really see that those their results pay off. They really mm-hmm. do come here prepared and ready.
And that says something about our Concordia universities and the students at our Concordia universities, I think. The fact that you know, they're in these programs at Concordia's and coming here to share this, what they've learned in a real-world setting. And hopefully, I don't know, did you get any prospective employees out of this as well?
Well, you know, interesting you would ask that, Andy. We have an intern program every mm-hmm. summer, and we certainly, last year's marketing intern was a result of a connection from the National Student Marketing Competition. So it's just another opportunity to connect with them. It's amazing to us when we hear from the students and we engage with them, how many have just never heard of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And boy, isn't that our challenge in general with the people mm-hmm. in the pew, is that adults or young people alike, many haven't heard about us. And that's one of our greatest challenges, is that awareness factor.
It is. It's a challenge, but yet you do such great things. LCEF does such great things. So we have to make that connection. And so thanks for this competition and engaging our students and this opportunity to give them a real world experience as well.
Well, thank you very much for having us. And it is our pleasure to host the National Student Marketing Competition, and plans are underway for 2015.
Very good.
The dates for next year's competition, mm-hmm. if anyone would like to mark their calendar, we encourage people to come and watch these kids present because they do such an amazing job. April 9th and 10th next year.
Wonderful. April 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars. Concordia students and faculty and families of Concordia students. It's going to be an exciting time. Again, it is. It's a really neat event. So thanks so much for being our guest in studio today. And we're going to get to the student conversations here in just a little bit.
Stick
around.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this on Worldwide KFUV.
God said, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
KFUO embracing today's technologies to bring the good news message of Christ to the world. Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth or sync up to listen in your car while driving anywhere. There are many easy ways to listen to worldwidekfuo.org. On the air, online, and on demand, the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
My name is Jessamine Sweet. I am a first year from Concordia, Nebraska, and I am majoring in marketing, graphic design, and I have a minor in communications.
I'm Sarah Bow. I'm a second year at Concordia. I'm majoring in graphic design and studio art, just for kicks, and then I have a minor in marketing.
My name is Colin Christensen. I'm a junior, and I am double majoring in business administration and communication studies with a minor in marketing, which kind of relates to the LCF competition.
Andrew Malin, fourth year. Marketing is my major now. I do journalism and public relations, and communications as minors.
What are you thinking about life after college at Concordia University in Nebraska?
Well, I guess it's pretty unpredictable because you never know what the world's going to throw at you. With the internet nowadays, you can find a job halfway across the world. And, you know, luckily I've had the opportunity to work a lot locally. And I might have a future there with some county stuff and stuff like that. But really, I'm not too worried about it. I feel like it'll all be taken care of. Just keep working hard.
Well, this might sound a little bit out of the ordinary, but as being a business major, but after Concordia, I would love to be an actor, a movie actor. And I've kind of gotten into that a little bit. I've tried out for a movie by the Kendrick Brothers. And it does fit, though, because business, a lot of times, having something on the side besides your actor job, you know, you're probably not going to get a job for, you know, months on end. So you got to have something to support you. And so that sounds like I can do after college.
After college, I would love to land a graphic design job somewhere in marketing and advertising, specifically logo design, print design, something like that. Mm-hmm. Ultimate dream is to work for myself. That would be really nice to sleep in and work when I want to, take vacation when I want to. I have an internship with Concordia University actually lined up for the summer and continue on till I graduate for graphic design for them.
All right. And I have some friends back in Colorado Springs at the U.S. Olympic Committee, and she plans events. You know, her job sounds perfect, but considering she's at her job, I'm kind of looking for something along those lines. So if I could be an event planner or work in any of the three fields that I'm in, that would be ideal. But I don't really know what to expect yet, and I have a while.
So tell us about this competition, the National Student Marketing Competition. Tell us what got you involved in this. How did you get involved in it? Were you is it something you found out about and you just jumped at, or did somebody invite you to participate in it? How did you get involved?
We get a lot of emails from Professor Languish, but I kept this one in my mailbox. I'm not sure exactly why, but I didn't know if I was going to commit or not, and I don't know. I kind of put it on the back burner for a while. Didn't know much about it, and really I was kind of waiting for somebody else to jump in the pool first to see what the temperature was like. And that's what Jesse did, and
oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, I guess the water's good. So I joined up, and lo and behold, a couple other people were on board, and
I'm not sure. I might have deleted the email. it was kind of like I wasn't really into it. I didn't have enough time. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. And then a couple people talked to me about it on campus, and they're like, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to be something, you know, you can put on your resume. And I'm like, all right, it's marketing. I love marketing. That sounds really good. Okay, I'm going to do it. So, and I'm really glad I did. This group of people is an awesome group of people. So
I'm looking forward to competing next year. Mm-hmm. That's something that I'm trying to do, is build up experience here, so then next year we can make like a real impact and really just learn a lot about the program and what they're looking for, because this is our first year being here.
What have you learned through the project this year and your involvement in the competition? What have you learned maybe about yourself or about the competition?
Well, rehash old vices. Don't procrastinate
ever.
We like over spring break, this man over here, Andrew Malin, pretty much dominated the entire presentation, all of our content and stuff. And so, and we added a little bit, and we worked a little bit on it, you know, besides that. But then we waited till last night to put together our presentation, and we practiced it about twice total before we gave it. And I haven't slept yet. And it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon right now. Don't procrastinate. And then also, like, 2 days before like the deadlines, I was about to give up, and I was texting people, and I was like, we can't do this. We don't have enough time. And then I guess encouragement to people who don't think they have enough time but think it'd be a great opportunity, you can do it. Because we were really discouraged, and we didn't think we had enough time. And then, you know, 2:38, last night, we started clocking out, and we're like, we can't even think. We don't even know words to say. We don't know how we're going to do this. And then we're trying to, you know, change things, and we're like, we're looking at not having enough resources, not having enough time. And then we go to chapel right before our presentation, and the sermon is all about feeding the 5,000, and the disciples are like, we don't have enough resources. We can't, you know, reach all these people. And then Jesus is just like, give it to me. I got it. I'll take it. And right then was like the final bit of wow for me. It was like, yeah, Jesus, you got it. not to, you know, try to be corny, but it was real, you know, in that. And it was a lot of fun, and we've learned a lot, and I think we're going to grow and, you know, get better next year.
Never give up. I don't know who's going to ever listen to this and take my word for things, but don't just give up on something. There's always a way. Well, I can tell you, I spent a lot of hours in front of that laptop getting it done because I knew that it had to. 20 pages is a long paper. Thank you. And I wasn't about just to throw it down the shredder either. So thank you for sticking with me, all of you. I don't know. And then, of course, a cool story is this. We had to get this thing. We had to get the book sent in by, when was the date? March something?
March 19th.
Who doesn't matter. Okay, so we had to get the books in by a certain date, and it was like the day before. So now we're like, we can't just teleport this thing on over. But the next best thing is FedEx overnight. So the LCF graciously helped fund the FedEx trip of those documents over here overnight. It all worked out okay, I think. So a lot of things fell together.
Yeah. What out of this whole event and participating in the competition has been most memorable for you?
I think a lot of the things that the other students, just the ideas that they had and the way they presented things are really pretty inspiring. And there's definitely a lot of room for us to grow, and we know that. And that's part of an advantage of having so much depth. I mean, the disadvantage would be that half of us don't exactly know what we're doing, and then the other half is stuck with a lot of stuff. And I don't know, I kind of felt like, as a freshman, I haven't even taken marketing yet. I don't know much about anything about marketing. So, I don't know, just every year we'll be able to contribute more and be more of a team. And they really did act together. So that's really inspiring to me.
What does this give you for next year? Who's coming back next year? Who's hoping to come back next year?
Unfortunately, I'm disqualified based on my elderly state.
I'll be back.
He'll be back. Great. Sarah, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would love to come back next year if it all works out with timing and schedule stuff again. But this year proved if you're busier than ever, you can still do it. So taking all these new ideas and ways that we could do things better and just applying that to next year and hopefully being a little bit more competition than we may have been this year.
What did you learn about Lutheran Church Extension Fund throughout this process? Did you know much about LCEF before you started this project?
I'd heard the name, I guess. But I'm from Lutheran Church. I guess I hadn't. And being from Lutheran Church, you'd think you hear about it more than I did, I guess. But obviously, you know, coming to an event like this, it's a bigger deal than you thought. You know, I hope that the LCF uses, you know, the big deal that it is to its advantage and, you know, markets itself as a big deal because it is a big deal. I think that's the perception that I've gotten from this experience, at least as far as the company goes.
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it's behind the scenes, and I think what they're doing is actually very ingenious because they're opening up themselves. I mean, through this is a marketing, you know, event because they're connecting themselves with youth that are excited about stuff like this and are going to go tell other people. And so now, I mean, I think this is a great way to connect with younger people and to know what's behind a lot of the stuff that happens, you know, at the LCMS, the base that, you know, supports it. But
very good. Well, what would be your advice to next year's teams, especially for those of you, Andrew, since you can't come back next year, but anybody who is thinking about coming back next year, what would be your advice to next year's team?
I'll give some sage advice, I guess. This would be dependent on the schools, but maybe we could make this an actual project. It's kind of an independent thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of these schools, I can tell, they definitely made it part of the class. They had to have, I think. Would you agree, Professor?
I would agree.
And, well, it just shows how organized and practiced they were. Unfortunately, we are all very busy people. But that isn't to say you can't fit something else in your life that means something. I just think that be organized and make sure you hit the deadlines, right, guys? Yeah. And practice. Although I think we did pretty well for Colin not getting any sleep last night, me getting 2 hours, and I don't know how much you guys slept, but it's all worth it in the end. Just stay on top of everything.
I think it'd be really nice to start way early, and just get a lot of really good research in and spend a lot of time just going through what people say and all the different ways we can make this happen.
Well, thank you all for being my guest today here on Faith and Family.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
There's a huge church in New York City called Greater Allen AME Cathedral of New York. It has 23,000 members and is led by a husband-wife team, Reverends Elaine and Floyd Flake. Mrs. Flake was recently made aware of the grave abortion statistics regarding the black community in New York City. Black babies are more likely to be aborted than to be born. Her eyes were also open to the reality that many of her members are likely struggling with a past abortion. If churches across America wake up and activate against abortion, especially black churches, because their community is being targeted by the abortion industry, we will see an end to this modern-day Holocaust. If your pastor doesn't address abortion from the pulpit, ask him to. It's urgent.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Well, welcome to Faith and Family, and thanks for being my guest in studio today. We have students from Concordia University Portland today who are visiting the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center and Lutheran Church Extension Fund as part of the National Student Marketing Competition. And so I want to give you a chance, each of you a chance to introduce yourselves, tell us what your major is and what your hopes are after college. We'll start over here and work our way around the room.
Okay. So. Well, I'm Megan Johnson, and I'm a marketing major with an art minor. So exciting. Right now, I don't really know what I want. I want to work in marketing, mm-hmm. but...
What year are you in?
I'm a junior, uh-huh. so I have a year until I have to decide. But yeah, so...
My name is Danielle Orvella, and I am a senior at Concordia University Portland. I'm majoring in business admin, and I'm getting my minor in marketing. And as far as future goals, I would love to work for an advertising agency in the near future. Yeah.
And what year did you say?
Senior.
Senior. Mm-hmm. So you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Three more weeks.
How many days until graduation? Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay. My name is Michael Elliott. I'm also a business admin major with a minor in marketing as well. Originally, I wanted to work for Nike, but... I recently done some interviews with some small businesses, and small businesses kind of seeming more like my idea and like where I would like to fit in. So either just being a manager of a department, like a manager of marketing department, or like just being able to work in marketing would just be my ultimate goal.
My name is Matt Lai, and I am a senior at Concordia Portland. My major is marketing with an art minor. As for the future, I like to go into marketing, but I recently just got hired as a flight attendant, so that's kind of exciting for me. Don't know where that's going to take me, but I'm really blessed that God has opened up the doors for me in that sense.
Tell us about the whole process preparing for this competition and what that led up to, leading up to what you're doing here. how long have you been working on this project?
Well,
three months.
Yeah,
3 months.
We knew about it since the first semester, since fall.
Yeah.
And our dean had
talked to us about it the semester before and just really pushed us all to do it.
And how does the competition work? I mean, what is your goal here? What are you aiming for? What are you trying to win?
We're trying to win $5,000 for the school.
The objectives that were presented to us were we're trying to increase enrollment in LCMS schools, as well as increasing the awareness between the relationship of LCMS and LCEF. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the case study that we were presented, and we had to create a marketing campaign around it. And yeah, over the last 3 months, we've just put our noses in the books and went at it.
Did it seem like a daunting task when you first learned that, we're talking about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and what were some of the big questions you had when you first started this project?
Who's our target market?
Where do we start?
We didn't choose a target market for a while. We were just like, let's do this. And then it was, let's do this. Let's change this. It was like nothing ever was nailed down for like the longest time. And it was like everything was just so floaty. And it was.
It feels like until today, nothing was nailed down. No, that wasn't true, but that's how it felt.
Yeah. It's like it wasn't completely done until we did this. And it was like, now it's done.
Right.
Yeah. Now we know what we were doing.
And I think it was also pretty scary since it's the first year that we've been. In this competition and not knowing what to expect was just kind of that unawareness feeling of, I don't know.
What have you learned through this process? What have you learned through this this project and this event?
I'd have to say teamwork. Like our team with our advisors as well as our dean and the entire School of Management at Concordia University Portland, I have to say what I've learned at Gleason took away is that team and just working together was, I feel for me, the key to my success and our success is being able to work with each other and communicate really well.
Did you choose your own team or were you assembled?
We were semi-assembled, semi-chosen.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like us three were contacted by our advisor and she was like, oh, do you guys want to do it? And then we thought of Danielle because we knew Danielle did good work because we all have classes together.
Like,
we recruited her on because we needed four. So kind of just a mixture.
Yeah.
Very good. And what have you learned through this process? What has been, what are some of the things that surprised you as you've gone through this process and working on the project? What are the things that surprised you and what have you learned? What have you gained from it?
I think I've gained a better understanding of kind of real world experiences. Because you go through the classroom and you write the case study, but you don't actually like present it for someone. And I feel like that is what makes it more real world and affirms that this is what I want to do.
I think the action that's going to be taken too, if we do win, they're going to take what we said and actually apply it.
Right.
So I think that's another thing that's kind of like that experience, like it's like real world, like this is what you could do is you could pitch things to people. And have them take and do something with it. Like, it actually goes somewhere besides an A or a B on the paper.
Right.
Totally.
Also, leaving with understanding who LCEF is and understanding the things that they offer. Mm-hmm. I feel like I left with a better understanding with that. So,
yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
What do you think? Once you learned what LCEF is, who they are, and what they do, what did you think about that?
I think it's great.
Yeah. Especially for our university and the rate that we're growing, it would be nice to have a partnership with LCEF in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, continuing the partnership too. Yeah.
They sponsor on campus, we have a thing called the Navy, and it's kind of like our on-school athletic spirit group. And this year, they provided all of our t-shirts for the students. So that was something that I was really grateful for, especially working with the Navy and working with LCEF.
Yeah.
Very good. Any surprises along the way in the project?
I think it was really refreshing as we are all very diligent students and leaders in our business classes, coming together as a team of leaders and really being able to bounce those ideas off one another. It was just so refreshing because going back to what Megan was saying is this is how it's going to be in the real world. And while we're all going towards this one goal, and when you have those weak links that you find in classrooms and whatnot, it's kind of puts you back a little bit. So the ability to work as a team and bounce ideas off of each other has been definitely a success.
Definitely.
So how do you think you did?
Really well.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're happy with how we did.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you all for being my guest today here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Next up, we have students from Concordia University, Wisconsin, who participated in the National Student Marketing Competition with Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
Well, I'm Lenny Childs. I'm a sophomore at Concordia, and my major is sport management.
Very good. Lenny, what are you thinking about after college? What are
your goals? A wide variety of things can go from, even owning my own hockey rink or being a sport agent are probably my top two things I really want to do.
I thought you were going to say owning your own hockey team.
That too. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Very good. Very good. And tell us your name, what you're in.
I'm Emily Mauerman. I'm a junior, and I'm majoring in marketing and management.
Very good. And what are you thinking about after you graduate from
Cooper? I am going into law school, hopefully out east. Wow. So going to venture out.
Very good. Good for you. Yes, ma'am.
And I am Zoe McMiller. I am a junior as well. I'm double majoring in marketing and management and minoring in economics. So, yeah.
And after college?
Between advertising and academics. So I know it's kind of a broad field, but one of those two.
Very good.
Yeah.
And I'm Bennett Fraser. I'm a junior this year, and I'm a graphic design major and marketing minor.
Very good. And your hopes after college?
Hopefully find, I'm looking for an internship over the summer, but just branching out from there and seeing how I can use graphic design and an ad firm or owning my own freelance business or something along those lines. But
very good. So Bennett is looking for an internship in graphic design this summer. Just making sure our listeners understand that. And he's good. Just making sure our listeners heard that. So, well, thank you all for taking some time today to come talk about your life as college students at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and your involvement in the National Student Marketing Competition. So, well, how do you think it's going so far? You haven't presented yet, but at this point in time, you have not yet presented. That'll be happening later on. At what time do you present?
4:30.
So, okay, so you got a little time today. So how's it going so far in your preparations?
You know, we're set to go. Mm-hmm. It's just waiting now. Sure. So we're just getting excited, pumped up, and ready. So,
what got you involved in this? How did you get involved in the competition?
We kind of got picked from our classes. We have promotions and advertising class and our market research class, which we were both working on putting together data for this competition. So Jane Bishop, who is our advisor and professor for this, picked us and put us together. So it's worked out really well. We're a great team, I think. So
it's almost like Anchorman. You know, we got all the good parts of everything, news, weather. And so we got our graphic design guy, who's just unreal what he does. You know, we got the data and research and the ones that present, you know, and the power. So we got a pretty good mix of group here.
So what have you learned through this whole project? What are some of the things that you've gained through the project that maybe something you didn't expect? What have you learned through this whole event?
Probably being able to put this into a real life case instead of doing like a case study in class. We get to experience going and actually researching data that will affect and have an effect on the LCEF as a whole, as well as the LCMS churches and schools. So,
and then also presenting on on all the work that you've done as well. So it's not like in a classroom where you know most of your classmates. Here you're presenting in front of a number of people that you don't know. So the pressure's on, huh?
Oh yeah.
How did that change the dynamics of the whole project for you? Did it?
For me, it hasn't until now. I've been fine. We've been practicing, and then we got here, and it just got really real. So, but I think, you know, we're very prepared, so it should go well.
I love it. I don't know. I love a little pressure, and I love a lot of people watching, because our product, what we put together, I believe is going to work. You know, and obviously the main goal of the campaign is for them to want our things to do in the future, and I think that we're bringing something pretty good to LCEF and LCMS for their future use.
What did you know much about LCEF before you started this project? Did you know anything about the Lutheran Church Extension Fund before you started this project?
I knew nothing.
Not too much.
No.
So what knowledge have you gained about the Lutheran Church Extension Fund since you've been working on this?
Just, I guess, who they are, what they do, their net worth. Like, everything was kind of news to us, but it's great, you know, finding out about it and what they do for our Synod. It's fantastic.
Very good. So now that you know that, now that you know what you've learned about Lutheran Church Extension Fund, a lot of people, you're not the first to mention, you know, as college students that you didn't know who LCEF was before you started this project. Did that affect your project and what you did, what you're going to present today, the fact that people your age didn't know about Lutheran Church Extension Fund, did that affect, did that impact who your target audience was? Did that affect anything along the way?
I think so. I think for the LCEF, a lot of the older members knew in the LCMS who they were. And for us, it's probably trying to get that word out there to the younger generation, to the people who are just coming up, the 30s and 40s, who are, you know, working their jobs and really have a value in that LCMS ministry and what they can bring. So definitely adding attention to the campaign is something I think we tried to implement.
What was your silver bullet? What was the secret weapon? Oh, wait, or maybe you can't tell. This won't air until after the
presentation. We can tell them. Someone throw it out there.
Our slogan is planting the seeds of faith. So we wanted to just, you know, get the idea of this is for school, so we're planting seeds in young children growing up in the LCMS system. But we're also planting the seeds with bringing in new people to both LCMS schools and into the LCEF. So it just encompasses everything. We're pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you had a really good design from Bennett over here.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
A couple.
Yeah.
It's crazy what he does. We went through a couple other things beforehand doing our presentations, and obviously we got critiques back on what to change, and we're thinking, Bennett, you know, we got 24 hours here. Can you do it? Oh, he was done in 5 minutes. It was crazy the things he's able to do.
Yeah. What have you gained from this whole experience from the competition?
I think just the knowledge of how a marketing campaign just goes together in general. It's, you know, we knew coming in it would be a lot of work, but I don't think we realized how much work it would be. So now we have a better idea, and, you know, that's part of our major. So that's something that is very valuable for us, and definitely learned a lot from it. So, yeah.
Is this experience, will it help you as a professional once you get out into the field?
Oh,
definitely.
Completely.
Your professors?
Yeah, we want to shout out to Dr. Borst, of course.
Our dean.
Great guy. I mean, obviously, Jane Bishop, our mentor, our teacher, professor who helped us out with the whole campaign. She's here with us.
Yeah.
As well as both classes that we are part of, the promo and advertising class and the marketing research class.
Huge job. They did a smash job.
Yeah.
Perfect. I want to thank them a bunch for everything.
So you're representing a whole set of classes.
Yes. Trinity Lutheran School, who helped us with their research data in Mequon.
Mequon, Wisconsin. Yeah. Great school there, and they're hopefully going to use our campaign as well.
They're always looking for new enrollment, too.
They really are.
Very good. Well, thank you all for taking some time to be my guests on Faith and Family and talking about your experience with the National Student Marketing Competition.
Perfect. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about becoming a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
On the west steps of the U.S. Capitol this week, the entire Bible is being read aloud nonstop from Genesis to Revelation. The 25th annual U.S. Capitol Bible Reading Marathon began Sunday evening. Peggy Kneeneighbor is chief of program with Faith and Action, the event's co-sponsor.
We will be reading around the clock for 4 days, 90 hours, right up to the National Day of Prayer.
Volunteers are taking turns reading at the podium that looks down the mall toward the Washington Monument and westward across America. In past years, there's always been some rain during the Bible reading marathon, but the readers persevere beneath handheld umbrellas. The readers have no microphone or speakers to amplify their message, so tourists often give the readers a curious look and pass on by. But the marathon's director, the Reverend Michael Hall, says foreign visitors are often surprised that Americans can read the scriptures aloud at their seat of government. I'm Steve Coleman.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, and today we are talking with Dr. Nancy Harroworth, Assistant Professor of Marketing in the College of Business and Organizational Leadership at Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Dr. Harroworth, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Andy. Happy to be online and talking with you.
You brought a group of students to the National Student Marketing Competition hosted by Lutheran Church Extension Fund here in at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in St. Louis not too long ago. And tell us, how did you find out about this competition? What got your group involved in the competition?
Well, sure, Andy. This is actually the third year of the competition, and we have participated every year. What happens is we received a letter from the Lutheran Church Extension Fund talking about their mission, their values, what they wanted to do to contribute to the universities, to education, and to marketing. And they asked all the Concordia universities in the system if they would be willing to participate in a marketing competition. And we immediately said yes. I've done this for 3 years. Like I said, I only bring senior marketing students to this competition. And for us, from my perspective, is this is one of their last projects they ever do as a college student. And particularly when they're seniors, focus a lot of their work on what I call portfolio or practical work, meaning when they graduate and they go out for a job interview and the potential employer says, tell me about your college experience. I want them to have something that's very concrete that can relate to the real world. And when they open up their portfolio, they can pull out a bound copy of the plan that they did for the LCES.
So this is giving them real-world experience and in the field of marketing.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we do. I also have students that work on several other marketing competitions through the American Marketing Association, but this is the one that the students really like the most, and they really like to work on this.
What is it that draws the students? What is it? Why are they passionate about this project?
I think because it's the whole package, if you will. They start with research, so they do both primary and secondary research about whatever the challenge or business problem in front of them is. And this year, the business problem was how to increase enrollment at K-12 Lutheran Church Missouri schools. And then a secondary objective is, you know, how to tie LCEF in with that and continue to build awareness for LCEF, as well as building a first-class brand for the Lutheran schools. So they start by saying, what's the business problem? So they have to do some research. What are, for this case, it would be, what has the enrollment been? Is it declining? Is it increasing? Why? Why not? They did interviews with parents who had children who went to Lutheran Church schools. They did interviews with the schools themselves on the schools' marketing programs. And as a result from all that, then they do their analysis. So they take a look at all of the research and everything that they learned. They analyze it and they say, what's working? What's not working? What can we do to make a change for the positive? And then they continue with the project by putting together a strategic marketing plan. So doing the research and the analysis, saying, here's the direction we think you should go. They also put together a creative plan. And in this case, oh, and I'm going to brag about my students here for a minute, if you don't mind, Andy.
Certainly.
I mean, my students actually even built a website. So they came up with a template plan that could be deployed at all the Lutheran schools to provide a consistent brand and image and message. They put together print advertisements, direct mail. They built a website. They built Facebook pages, Twitter pages. They also put together a schedule, saying if we were to implement this, this would be how it would roll out over time, as well as a budget. So this is absolutely how the real world works. If they were to work for an advertising or marketing agency, they would do exactly the same type of work. And then you present it to the client. And in this case, LCES pays for all four students and myself to come to St. Louis, present to a panel of judges, and get feedback from them directly. And it's an amazing experience, and I can't say enough great things about LCEF for providing this opportunity for our students.
And when the students came to the competition, they came just as they were preparing to present to a regular client in the rest of the world. They came professionally dressed. They came prepared to provide a professional presentation, and they were ready as if they were going. They treated it just as they would any other client.
Absolutely. I was really proud of them. They dress up, so they do business professional dress. There was a 20-minute presentation that was timed. They worked a lot of hours on putting that presentation together, demonstrating the aspects of it. And then they also took questions and answers from the judging panel for a number of minutes afterwards as well.
What does it mean to leave the competition this year as first place, walking away as the champs?
I'm so excited about it. Like I said, this is the third year we've done it. In the first year, my team placed second. Last year, we placed third. So this year, we really wanted to place first. They were highly motivated. And part of the motivation is the challenge. I mean, you like to compete and win. I will be quite honest, the other part of the motivation was that LCEF has generously offered prize money to the students. And the students at our university are allowed to keep that money. They divide it up. They keep the money, and it goes towards paying off their loans, their rent, their food, all the things that students have absolutely no money in their wallet for at the end of their four-year education.
And how would you say, what's the feedback you've received from the students about their experience in this competition?
This is the highlight of their college experience. And I've heard that in all 3 years, even when they did not take first place. My students have told me time and again, this is the best thing we ever did in our 4 years of college. It has the most impact because it's so near the end of their college career. It's real world. They're traveling, they're presenting, they're being professional in everything they do. I hold them to a very high standard. They never disappoint me.
When a student graduates from your program, having gone mm-hmm. through this experience, what are they prepared to do when they go out into the, as we say, the real world, the rest of the world? What are they prepared to do once they have gone through your marketing classes and other instruction there at Concordia St. Paul?
Well, I've had a lot of students graduate and go into marketing positions, and that means they could either be working on the strategic side where they're trying to understand what's going on in the environment and they're doing research about competitors and products. I've also had them go to corporations as well as ad agency and marketing agencies where they're working on the tactics of marketing, creating campaigns, public relations, advertising. I've also had some go into large corporations where they are business analysts, looking at data and trying to understand what that means for a company and how the company should react to that. And then I've also had some of them go into sales as well, where they're able to really understand what the customer is looking for and try to solve that customer problem. So it's very practical experience.
What's the difference, say, between your students and students going to another institution, not a Concordia, maybe a public institution or another college? What's the difference between your marketing students and marketing students at another college, the program there?
You know, I tell my students all the time, I would put them up against students at any, you know, top tier one school, you know, any Division I school. And I think the main difference that we have at Concordia is our size. The senior class that I have, I only have 15 students in it. My average class size is probably 25 to 28 students. So when I teach students, it's me as the professor in the classroom. It's not a teaching assistant. It's not a graduate assistant. I'm the one grading the papers. I'm the one meeting with them every day. I'm the one pushing, cajoling, laughing, whatever it takes. And so when I first started teaching, because I did 20 years in corporate America as a marketing executive, and I've been teaching now for 11 years, the best advice I ever got from my mentor at Concordia was that a student doesn't care what you know until they know you care. And I think of that statement almost every day, and I really care about them. They, in turn, care about me, and because we all care, it becomes a lot more fun, enjoyable, and a better outcome for everybody. It's that personal connection that we have at Concordia and St. Paul.
Certainly. Having a Christian worldview, that Lutheran worldview, when you go into any vocation, that can make that difference, I think, for the Concordia student versus someone coming out of another institution. Not that someone can't go to another institution and have a strong Christian worldview, but there's a difference for your students, isn't it?
It's a difference. It's different at Concordia. You know, I was talking there about class sizes and personal interaction, but it's also a lot that has to do with the mission, vision, and values of Concordia. And we say very strongly and believe this in everything we do. We're a Lutheran church, Missouri Synod. So we're very focused in Christ and the values, but we also say that all are welcome. And so when we talk about the worldview that we give our students, it's about being broad in your approach and living your values and living the Christian gospel and putting it into practice. And, you know, that's something that is very hard to get in today's world. You know, there's so much going on. It's a really great touchstone and point for the students and the professors to come back to every day.
We've been talking with Dr. Nancy Harrower, Assistant Professor of Marketing in the College of Business and Organizational Leadership at Concordia University in St. Paul. Nancy, congratulations to you and your team on winning the National Student Marketing Competition with Lutheran Church Extension Fund this year.
Thank you so much, Andy. We're honored to be a participant, and we're doubly honored to have won.
It's certainly something to celebrate. Thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.